We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I've got so much audio. I didn't even get to it all. Sean Murphy's out there loading up audio. Phil Kennedy's out there finding audio. And we can't even reward their efforts because there's so much going on. Now, I want to play some of my favorites. All right. Don Lemon is a guy who, when this story broke, Don Lemon, he texts back and forth with Jesse Smollett. And he, you know, is an openly gay African-American himself and Don Lemon. They had a personal relationship. They knew friends of friends, whatever it was. But Don Lemon was very outspoken when this thing happened. He got a lot of political capital when this story of Jussie Smollett came out, right? And here's what Don Lemon said on his show. Now, he didn't talk about this. This was almost like, you know, trying to find out about the Holocaust at a German middle school in 1992. It was unspoken. We spoke not of any of the things that happened with Jussie Smollett. Here is Don Lemon yesterday on his two-hour program on CNN.
But in the court of public opinion,
it matters.
It matters. And he lost that because of how, and not his fault, maybe people were, I don't know what they were saying to him.
It's not his fault that he lost in the court of public opinion. It's not his fault at all. Don Lemon goes on to give us a little backstory into his relationship with Jussie Smollett.
No doubt happened, and probably tomorrow, okay? If not tonight. This is what we know. It was the early morning hours of January 29th. Smollett had just gotten back to Chicago, posting on Instagram that he had just spent 7 hours on a plane for a flight that was supposed to take only 2 hours. He told the police that as he was walking back from a sandwich shop, the Subway sandwich shop, that two men attacked him, putting a rope around his neck and, quote, yelling out racial and homophobic slurs and pouring an unknown chemical substance on him. This was all in the Streeterville neighborhood where he had been staying. I know that neighborhood very well. I worked there for 3 years at the NBC Tower in Streeterville, so I know it very, very, very well. In a supplemental interview with authorities, Smollett confirmed what had already been reported in the media, claiming that one of the attackers also shouted, "This is MAGA country." In those early morning hours of the 29th, Smollett took himself to Northwestern Memorial Hospital with a friend. And as you may know, Jussie is gay. And since 2015, he has played a gay character, Jamal Lyons, on Empire. So it's a little bit personal for me, and I'll tell you why, because that's when I met him. I was asked to come on the show, play myself in a little cameo. He introduced himself, and he said, I'm a big fan. I love your work. It's good to have you here on the set. Very nice guy. We chatted for a couple times after that. I saw him maybe when he came to New York, a couple of times. I know him. Not best friends, but I do know him.
That is the gold medal for backpedaling. That is unbelievable. Is backpedaling an Olympic sport? I know. We're good friends. I'm not close friends. Not best friends. We know him. There was a time he gave me a ride home. Not with the Nigerian brothers. It was another time. We're friends. We know each other. I did the show. It was a cameo. Not a big deal. You went on Jada Pinkett's podcast, Red Table Talk, said you've been texting him every single day. You never once mentioned when this story broke, Don Lemon, that you know that area very well. You used to live in that building. That would have been really good information, newsman. That would have been excellent information to know that Don Lemon, your humble host of CNN with Don Lemon, knows that area, lived in that area, because maybe you could say what everyone else in America was saying, this is garbage. But you didn't do that because the narrative fit what you wanted it to fit. That's why you didn't say it. right? That's why he didn't say it. Allison Camerata from CNN went on to say this.
For all that stuff. And so how do you think this all on board to side with Jesse Smollett before there were photos, before there were police statements, before all that stuff? And so
she's talking about how her bosses, let me get to the actual part where she says it here. Her bosses told her
things already that didn't add up. I was frankly surprised how many people jumped on board to side with Jesse Smollett.
How many people at CNN jumped on board to talk about Jesse Smollett? Why so many people took it? So many people told her in her own editors' meetings, pop the brakes a little bit. This story might be fishy. Well, here's Don Lemon. When a guy named Kevin Hart was hosting the Oscars, and Kevin Hart, 10 years ago on his Twitter account, made jokes about the gay community. This was Don Lemon chastising Kevin Hart. Here it is.
Kevin, if anything, this is the time to hear other people out, to understand why they might have been offended. And I don't see any meaningful outreach to the LGBT community. Not that I know of. Maybe you do it privately, and if you do, then I congratulate you, but nothing that you have spoken of.
So here he doesn't call out Jesse Smollett like he did Kevin Hart. He doesn't say, Jesse, call me. Jesse, come on the show and let's have it out. You've got to unpack this, Jesse Smollett. You need to atone to the Pope of gay people, which is Don Imus, or Don Lemon. It used to be Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres was the Archbishop of gay people, and now Don Lemon would like to take on that mark. Here's Meet the Press. You've heard Meet the Press. It's here on Sundays. Here's, this was Chuck Todd's show. This is what they said on Meet the Press.
And it is different. And look, we don't know what happened to Jesse, but what we do know is that...
We don't know what happened to Jesse. We have no idea if he's telling the truth or not, but let me get to my narrative.
Racism is alive and well in this country. Homophobia is alive and well in this country. 2017 was set a record for the number of hate crimes, and the president...
And by the way, those hate crimes, most of them are happening in the Bronx. Most of them are happening in blue cities. Most of them, when you look at the anti-Semitic attacks, you want to point to the absolute animal that walked into a Pittsburgh synagogue and shot up people because he's a white nationalist. This lieutenant from the Coast Guard who threatened to kill Democrats and everyone else. These are horrible human beings. Lock them up for the rest of their lives. Kill them. Put them on death row. You're not going to hear anyone that supports Donald Trump, that believes hate merchants should not be put down and pacified and kept out of society. But when there was a Republican softball game and a guy was gunning down Republicans, he almost killed Steve Scalise. Where was the outrage towards the left? That was a Bernie bro. That was a far left extremist who actually shot Republicans, almost killed Majority Whip Steve Scalise. No, I don't hear anything about Bernie Sanders. I don't hear about anything about Bernie Sanders had to distance himself from a Bernie bro who wanted to kill Republicans because that doesn't fit the narrative. Look at how quick. You think James Harden of the NBA Houston Rockets has a pivot? You think you've never seen a pivot like you're seeing right now with all of these folks who supported the Jesse Smollett lie. Never in your life. Listen to some of these guys the day this story broke. Listen to this.
It's an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, the racist, homophobic attack on Jesse Smollett is an affront to our humanity.
And Senator Cory Booker said, the vicious attack on actor Jesse was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
But I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. Ellie, this is a horrible story.
Yeah. I mean, the circumstances are just horrific.
Horrendous and unacceptable.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019.
It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019. Mm-hmm.
And this is America in 2019.
That's CNN. That's CNN. It's hard to believe. It is hard to believe because it's not true. We've been looking for the suspect in the Jesse Smollett attack, and finally we found him, and it's Jesse Smollett. And everyone wants to run around and be like, I can't believe this. In 2019, this is happening. I can't believe it. You can't believe it because it didn't happen. It didn't happen. And here's Van Jones.
I think did a great deal to knock back homophobia in the black community. The fact that Empire has been celebrated, the fact that he has been celebrated, and you see homophobia in the black community through his eyes on this show. This is a Jackie Robinson against homophobia.
He's a Jackie Robinson against homophobia, which I don't even know if that's a compliment. The Jackie Robinson against homophobia is like being the... what would you compare that to? The Greg Louganis of diarrhea? What is the Jackie Robinson of homophobia?
The diehard movies of rom-com?
Yeah, that is the... He is the Charles Lindbergh of goraphobics. That's what he is. I mean, what? What? What are you talking about? All of a sudden, we want to put this guy on a pedestal, but you don't... But everyone told you, you know, you should really question this. This is crazy. I don't want to get too nuts about this, but it doesn't seem to add up. None of it seems to add up. And Don Lemon and all these other folks, we've got the breakdown. We got so much more audio we'll get to. Let's go to the phones, 803-0930. Let's go to Peter in St. Catharines. Peter, what do you make of Jussie Smollett? What is justice to you?
David, thank you for taking this call. And I listen to a lot of your people calling in, and it's hard to come up with anything different. But justice for me is that this guy be made an example of, and he spent a lot of time in jail. I think he needs to be charged him with a hate crime himself. Look, when you unpack this thing properly and you see what the media was doing and the politicians, they were stoking this. And I have a belief that this guy is too stupid to have done this by himself. I think they have higher people who've handled him. And I think this is one of those things where they looked at the president's polls, they looked at the State of the Union speech, they looked at how the polls went up, they came up with another thing to stick on the wall. But, and I think that the United States, not just Chicago, not just New York and those states, but the United States was about a hair width away from the kind of Ferguson and racial unrest of Rodney King. I think they would have burned the country down come this summer. They just wanted this to get to some kind of trial, and they'd have stoked this, and they'd have turned blacks and whites against each other. So this is so huge, and it cannot be just allowed to be swept under the rug. People have to pay for this, and I think this guy needs to do some... See, they'll turn this guy into the Duke LaCrosse situation. The media going to start saying, well...
Wow. You brought up the Duke LaCrosse situation, Peter. Many people have forgotten about that. The Duke LaCrosse situation, a woman said she was raped, gang raped by the members of the Duke LaCrosse team. These people were their names were put out in public. They were, you know, treated. There was a DA that really put his entire career on the line to go after these guys. The whole story was nonsense, and their reputations were destroyed. Mike Nifong was his name, I believe.
Yes, and these people's lives ended because of this lie. And then the media started to state it this way. Well, when the media and the perpetrators realized that it was a disaster when they tried, they said, well, you know what? It didn't happen. We recognize that now. But if it did happen, it is such a heinous thing. If it did happen, so let's really think about it and discuss it and approach it from that point of view. And that's what they're going to do with this. They're going to turn this guy into a hero. He's going to go on all those talk shows. And I'm telling you, imagine Al Sharpton, after what he did with Tawana Brawley, with the feces issue back in the 1980s, which was a pure lie.
I know, and Al Sharpton's running around saying, we got to be slow to judgment. We got to see what's going on. If this is what he did, he should pay the consequences. What's Al Sharpton's consequences? Besides the whatever witch put a curse on him to make his head seven times larger than his shoulders.
Yeah, I just really think that thank God that the Chicago, and I really have to take my hats off to the Chicago police. I'm a little taken aback at how they're going after this guy in this situation, and I applaud them. I'm just saying that had this gone on a couple of weeks longer, we'd have some real, real problems in the United States with this. They were pushing the country to a race war, and they still are. They're going to find
out. But here's the thing, Peter. Here's the thing that I can't get over, though. You knew, you didn't have the evidence, you didn't have the videotape, you didn't know about the brothers, you didn't know any about this, but you're a journalist, and you find out that this assault occurred 45 seconds to 60 seconds. Now, when you watch a NASCAR event, you see a four tire change that occurs in a minute. This is the fastest assault in the history of hate crimes, and yet nobody seem to question why a hate crime, why you could be, what, controlled by your military bearing after you're beating someone based on rage and hate, and it only occurred for 45 seconds? Why this guy didn't have bigger, massive wounds on his face? They had all that evidence from the original photos, and they didn't do a damn thing. They didn't want to find out any of the information. Peter, I want to put you on hold. If you want to stay with me to the break, I'll get back to you. I always like talking to Peter at St. Catherine. Smart guy, always bringing reason, knows his history. We'll take your call at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. We're talking Jussie Smollett, and the Dr. Pimple Popper of the law has finally exorcised the demons. We now have a suspect in custody of the Jussie Smollett hate crime, and it is, in fact, Jussie Smollett himself. Welcome back, Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off today. You're not going to believe this. This is breaking news from Variety and from The Hollywood Reporter. Jussie Smollett, who just posted a $100,000 bond for felony. No one's touched them federally. This is just Cook County, State of Illinois, Chicago Police Department. He hasn't been touched on the federal crimes that he's committed. Posted a $100,000 bond hours ago. Right now, Jussie Smollett, according to Variety and The Hollywood Reporter, is on the set of Empire filming a scene. He's on the set of Empire. Now, what the hell is going on? Ron Howard, Brian Grazer, Imagine Entertainment, Fox, whoever Searchlight is doing, you are going to let this guy continue to work? By the way, Tyler Perry just tweeted something epic. You know Tyler Perry. He's a movie mogul, produces, acts, directs. This is his tweet from moments ago. How I wish the disappearance of Terrence Williams and Felipe Santos could get half as much attention as this Jussie Smollett thing. I have personally spoken to Jussie, and he is adamant that he is telling the truth. Also, everyone that I know who knows him says he's not the kind of person who would make up such a horrible and awful thing. Yet the evidence seems to state otherwise. I'm lost for words. To stoke fears and raise racial tensions is wrong in every situation on all sides, capitalized. Yet my prayers are still with him and his family and our nation. Capital letters, can we please stop the hate? That's Tyler Perry. Think of all the wonderful things he's done for the transgender community and African-American esteem with the Medea franchise. Tyler Perry, asking for the hate to stop. It seems to me that the hate that we've seen is from Jussie Smollett. The hate that we're watching right now in real time, like a train derailment in slow motion, is from the left that has, what do you call Adam Schiff? Adam Schiff is the Jussie Smollett of the Russia investigation. By the way, do you notice that the Mueller report is coming out next week and everyone is tamping down expectations? The Mueller report's coming out next week, and everyone's like, you're not going to get, you're not, there's nothing really, there's nothing here of important. There's nothing here of significance. I want to remind you, it's going to be very upsetting for people who were willing to set themselves on fire with vagina hats. We don't want anyone to set themselves on fire, because this is going to be disappointing if you hate Donald Trump, which obviously we're seeing in real time. People have hatred. And Jussie Smollett, the hoax is that it never happened. But this is a hate crime. Absolutely, it's a hate crime. You blamed an ethnicity. You blamed a demographic for something that didn't happen because you harbor hate in your heart. I come strong at 45. That's why everyone hates me. I come really strong at Trump. And I believe this whole thing is orchestrated because of what I do to Donald Trump. And I'm still hearing, you know, now that Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, they wanted to pass their anti-lynching, legislation. And now everyone wants to be slow to judgment. Yet the white nationalist from the Coast Guard, we have all the evidence we need that this is a domestic terrorist. I'm not going to defend the white nationalist from the Coast Guard. Lock him up forever. Although it's hard for me to believe anyone in the Coast Guard could be violent. I'm sorry. I had to. No. God bless the Coast Guard. We love the Coast Guard. But I'm just saying, look, is anyone going to be slow to, are we going to wait for all the facts to come out on this story? Or on the surface, are we all going to judge? This is a domestic terrorist. Throw away the key. Steve Scalise gets shot repeatedly, almost dies multiple times, needs 5 pints of blood. Shot by a Bernie bro. Bernie Sanders doesn't have to apologize for anything. There's a videotape out, by the way, where he's, you know, celebrating the Soviet Union and talking about how horrible Reagan is. He is running for president, ironically, in a party that he doesn't belong to, but that's neither here nor there. Let's go back to Peter in St. Catharines. Peter, this is the guy's making a show right now.
Well, the thing about it, David, is, you know, it's shocking to hear something like that. And the reality is the left. And the media, etc. They don't care. This is like Michael Ferguson issue. It didn't happen, but that's not the issue here for them. They just wanted this out and to tar and feather the president and all of his supporters as much as possible, to besmirch white people, Christian people, conservative people. So they're not going to stop. And I think the left has overplayed their hands here because. I've spoken to some Democrats, American Democrats too, who are friends, and they are outraged by this, especially colored African American people who say that this guy has done more damage to the to legitimate issues. So, you know, once again, the Democrats have overplayed their hands, but in the meantime, so much damage is being done and so much of pain because, as we were saying earlier, if this would have gone on and on and on, this could have gotten into riots on the street and this summer.
People could have died. They were calling for violence on behalf of and honestly, if you're hanging people in the streets of Chicago, I don't think you would be wrong to say that this needs to stop. And if we have to violently stand up against ISIS members, if there were people being decapitated in the streets of Buffalo, yeah, I would want law enforcement to do their job. If they couldn't do their job, I would say that we have to take matters into our own hands. I could understand that outrage, but it's not real.
That's the thing. It's not real. And, the issue here is they're trying to defray and deflect, as always, from the real crimes in America, which are that no city, no place run by a Democrat, be it mayor or congressperson or whomever, is above water. All are underwater. Most are bankrupt. All have the highest crime statistics, and they're all run by Democrats. And
well, I mean, you can't argue with that. Peter, always love talking with you in St. Catharines. Appreciate that. Let's go to Jim in Toronto. Jim, you're on Bowerly and Bellavia, sir. Go ahead.
Thanks for the call. You know, there's a bigger picture here, a snapshot of what's gone wrong in society. What you're seeing going on is the means justify the ends. So whether it is against your neighbor, bear false witness, you can destroy people based on lies. And we saw it with Kavanaugh. We saw this. And there's a reason why you might think that, you know, when they took the commandments out of the schools and the religion out of the public school system here in Canada and the United States and not to have the commandments, and they try to make it out, well, we don't want religious people telling us what to do. That's not what the socialists plan, because bearing false witness against thy neighbor is one of the commandments. And I'm not here to preach a religion here, but when you do that, from a secular, forget about religion, it's destroying somebody based on a lie with no witnesses. And what you got going on in the United States and partly here in Canada, it doesn't matter. If we can destroy somebody, it's what we achieve in the end it for our cause. And what is the cause? The question is, what are you trying to do? Well, it's identity politics, dividing people against each other. Like you've had previous callers, and why your show is so great there, David, because they said this could have caused a race riot in Chicago. People could have been killed. The arguments start because people were told the lie. See, the lie in socialism is okay. I hope people get this. It is okay to lie, and it's not morally wrong. Now, everybody has lied. But when we were brought up, we were told, look, it's not right to lie. It's wrong. But socialism is about lying, and don't feel guilt about it. Lie, 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 as long as you get your point across, or not a point, some idiotic. And what you're seeing is a mass hysteria, total meltdown. It's an irrational thought that's going on from the celebrities.
You're absolutely right.
And Anderson Cooper's of the world, where they are, it's blind rage. And you've heard that term because they hate Trump so much.
It's blind rage. Excellent. Excellent. Keep going. You're right.
And so I just want, just blind rage. You think about blind rage, how it fogs your mind in thinking rationally. And
you can't, because you're blinded by your own hatred and your own rage. Jim, excellent call. Appreciate your support north of the border. We have got breaking news here. Kamala Harris, many believe, is the front runner in the 2020 presidential sweepstakes on the Democratic side. She has came out anti-lynching legislation, ignored this for the longest time, was asked this question, laughed it off like, oh, what do you mean? What tweet? Where? She just tweeted, like most of you, I've seen the reports about Jussie Smollett, and I'm sad, I'm frustrated, and disappointed. When anyone makes false claims to the police, it not only diverts resources away from serious investigations, but it makes it more difficult for other victims of crime to come forward. At the same time, here we go with the pivot, we must speak the truth. Hate crimes are on the rise in America. Just last year, the FBI released statistics that 17% increase in the number of hate crimes in America. Part of the tragedy of this situation is that it distracts from that truth and has been seized by some who would like to dismiss and downplay the very real problems that we must address. We should not allow that. I will always condemn racism and homophobia. We must always confront hate directly, and we must always seek justice, and that's what I'll keep fighting for. So if that any of that were true, Kamala Harris, if any of what you just wrote and spread to the public were true, then your hate, your anti-hate ideology, and your, enforcement of the rule of law ideology would then make that statement a direct condemnation of what you just heard. You found out about your friend, Kamala Harris. Jussie Smollett is your personal friend. That was the original tweet you wrote. I know him. I love him. He is a friend. I'm with you. I believe you. I support you. He's a liar. And he used hate as a common denominator for his crime. So if any of what you just heard were true, she would come out and say, Jussie, how dare you? Jussie, this is not acceptable. This is not cool. And by the way, I'd love to talk about that increase in hate crime. I would love to discuss where the hate crime is coming from, because right now there are anti-Semitic attacks happening on the regular in Mayor de Blasio's city. And what does anyone, only hate crimes we're going to register are what? White people attacking other people? You're not going to talk about every other crime of Jewish Americans walking to synagogue, doing their thing. You want to focus on gun crime. You want to focus on white crime. You don't want to focus on any other crime. A hate crime is based solely on hate. It doesn't matter if you're a white guy, a black guy. And by the way, the one thing that a lot of these celebrities have touched on is there seems to be some, homophobic reactions in the black community. I mean, I'm hearing a lot. Jussie Smollett brought so much of attacking homophobia in the African-American community. Well, I've never heard of that before. Has anyone? So you're telling me that black people get upset when you say that gay people have civil rights? Well, that's news to me, because the Democratic Party talks like it's one big tent, that everyone loves that. Oh, no, there's problems in everyone's backyard when it comes to ignorance. It's not just a white Republican issue. It's a far left Democrat issue. Call it for what it is. No one's celebrating. If we are going to evolve as a nation, it's going to require a lot of adults to tell the riffraff of the margins of both sides to shut up. You're allowing your ambassadors of your movement to literally be walking examples of hypocrisy. The duplicity is unbelievable. Like this Hoda Muthana. Hoda Muthana is an American-born ISIS bride. She married not one terrorist, not two terrorists. You know, they say the first terrorist you marry for love. The second terrorist you marry for money. And the third ISIS terrorist you marry because you hate Jews. I don't know what the third ISIS, but they say she's 24. She's been married three times. It's like she should have her own show. She's like a Hollywood actress at 24 being married three times. Hoda Muthana. By the way, when I first heard this story, I thought when Kathy Lee left the Today Show that Hoda would land on her feet. I had no idea that she would run off and marry ISIS terrorists, but it's a different Hoda, evidently. Hoda Muthana has married three ISIS terrorists, had a baby, and now she's given herself up. There's an article in the New York Post. It's an op-ed written by Natalie Muschemi, and she believes Hoda Muthana's lawyer, few people resent ISIS as much as she. She needs to come back to the United States because she can teach us so much about ISIS. Let me tell you a little something about Hoda Muthana. You know why Hoda Muthana and her baby are now asking to come back to the United States? Because she was in the last section of real estate in Syria as the ISIS caliphate is imploding. And the ISIS caliphate is imploding because of American intervention with Syrian free forces, with Kurds, that the Turks, our NATO allies, love so much. It was the very same military strategy that Barack Obama said is not important, because the caliphate grew when Barack Obama allowed them to grow. And yet, what do we have right now? We have an American military that's pushing back, brought them down to real estate in the next, what, 4 or 5 days, a week? This thing is no more. They have no real estate after this. But we only see her now. What does that mean? That means she was amongst the most loyal of the loyals. She didn't come out 8 months ago. She didn't come out 3 years ago. This was a woman who married not one, not two, but three ISIS fighters. And you know why? She didn't get divorced. They died in battle. Her husbands died in battle. She left her home in the United States to join ISIS. I mean, we act like this is a, like, you know, she got a piercing. She's a kid. She got a tattoo of a dragon above her butt. Things happen when you're 19. No, she married three ISIS terrorists. And you want us to bring her back to the United States? And you have members of Congress retweeting statements about hook-nosed Jewish people? That is what a member of the freshman class in the Democratic Party retweeted. And you have the intestinal fortitude to lecture us about hate crimes? You have multiple anti-Semitic statements made by the freshman class right now in the House of Representatives, and Kamala Harris wants to talk about the increase in hate crimes, and Jussie Smollett is the poster child. How much of this can you possibly endure? I'll do another hour. I'm fired up. We'll go till 9 p.m. I could care less. I couldn't care less. Yes. I don't want to be a hate mongrel. Listen, this is just nuts. The whole thing is just crazy to me. They're talking hate crimes, yet their own people in Congress are talking about Jewish people with very derogatory terms, retweeting tweets here and there. But that's okay. Freedom of expression. That's what we've been missing. It's a big tent Pelosi runs, a really big tent. Jussie Smollett has been outed as the liar he is. Jussie Smollett has committed not one but multiple felonies, some of which are federal felonies. He's going to go to jail for a very long time. At least he gives opportunity for a judge to put him in jail for a very long time. But as we speak right now, in the year of our Lord, Jussie Smollett is not at home, not repenting. He posted a $100,000 bond, and he's on set of Empire making another show. That's how serious the people of Empire are about holding people to the light and telling the truth. It's disgusting and despicable. Son of a gun, gonna have me fun on the bow. Well, jump a line and rope me pie, DJ Gumbo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.